Welcome to Talk Nation Radio, a half-hour discussion on politics, human rights, and the environment. I'm Dory Smith.
Our goal is to end corporate rule and shift power to the people. These companies need to pay their fair share, not avoid paying their taxes. We bailed them out. It's time for them to be good citizens and take on their share of responsibility.
We continue our coverage of Occupy Wall Street and the October 2011 movement, the occupation of Liberty Plaza in Washington, D.C., which is growing. There's been an action at Citibank in D.C. On October 20th, a group of protesters arrived at Citibank branch at 14th and G Streets Northwest in Washington, D.C., to protest corrupt banking practices by Citi. Upon seeing the protesters arrive at Citibank, they shut their doors. Six people stayed inside to videotape, including our guest, Kevin Zeese. He's a media contact for the October 2011 movement. Kevin, can you explain what's going on?
Well, we planned this closure of Citigroup because of their exorbitant profits and because of the sweetheart deal they made with the SEC announced today, where they profit $1 billion from selling fraudulent derivatives and get fined a mere $285 million. That's exactly the kind of thing we want to avoid in the future. We want these people held accountable. Citigroup is was the largest recipient of bailout money, and yet they haven't paid taxes in the United States in 4 years because they have foreign tax havens, 427 of them, to hide their profits. So this is a bad citizen and needs to be held accountable for their actions.
Now, as you may know, Kevin Zeese, we saw Citigroup's stock go up recently. They announced a quarterly earning report that looked very positive.
And that's right.
One of the things that historically this group has done, whether you're talking about derivatives and bundling of mortgages, or you're talking about, let's say, a reverse stock split, which they did recently, they tend to fudge on their results, and the SEC had expressed concern. Now, are you saying, though, that they're kind of giving them a slap on the wrist, in effect, and letting them go on doing business as usual?
No question. They make $1 billion in selling fraudulent derivatives. They know that the mortgages and the derivatives were of questionable value. They sell them for $1 billion, and then the SEC fines them $285 million. That means they've almost $750 million in profits from their fraud. And there's no criminal prosecutions. The executives who made these decisions, in fact, these executives are making more than $9 million a year in annual salaries and giving their tellers $12.65 an hour. This is a bad corporation. The largest investor is one of the Saudi Arabian royal family, and this is a corporation that's a traitor to the American people. We bail them out, they avoid taxes, and then they treat their employees lousy, and then they get away with selling fraudulent derivatives. Now, this is a corporation that needs to be held accountable much more seriously by the Obama administration.
And tell us what exactly is going on. We will want to hear from you more about how this all impacts American investors and homeowners who may have these mortgages. But first, there are protesters, apparently six of them, who have a video team still in the bank, right?
No, they're long in the bank. We were in the bank. I was one of the six, and we made the points that we felt were important about their avoidance of taxes, their poor treatment of employees, their exorbitant executive salaries, their mass profits at a time economic collapse, their failure to make loans, their continued foreclosures. So we stayed in the bank after the police were called and were able to get our points out. And then we went outside and joined a group of 45 protesters who were there chanting and making these same kind of points more loudly. So we see a real need for this kind of action to happen all across the country. We're going to be sharing a video about it today sometime and sharing with occupations across the country and urging occupiers everywhere to go after Citigroup and hold them accountable. Foreclose on them as a citizen's foreclosure day when we close the bank. People should be doing that all across the country.
Let's just look ahead to the future. And as we look at the big picture here, if American banks do have to close for, let's say, a reevaluation and further investigation by Congress and the banking institutions, you know, that watchdog Wall Street and these banks, let's say that happens temporarily. What happens to people's money? I mean, people do have to get money out of the bank, and I think they might become very fearful. What would you say to those people?
I'd urge people to take the money out of banks now. Bank of America is already near collapse. All these banks have way too many derivatives that are very risky, and I think you'd be much better off putting your money in a community bank or into a credit union. Keeping your money in banks is a risk to you, and it's investing in corrupt corporations. You can keep the money in your hometown, in your local community, by investing in a community bank that has as its mission investing in your community rather than staying at the Wall Street, where the Wall Street investors can play with it and turn your savings into a gambling casino. You're much better off getting out of those banks. In fact, on November 5th, there's a day of action urging people to move their money out of these big banks and to put them into community banks and credit unions. So I hope people will join that action and put their money where there's more responsibility.
I do want to say something, too, that's more or less personal as someone who does own a home. You know, my husband and I have had problems with Washington Mutual over the years, and that was very difficult. But we did refinance so that our mortgage was held by Liberty in the state of Connecticut. We just got a rate from them that was extremely attractive. They don't tend to sell your mortgages. You know, they don't tend to bundle them like you're talking about Citigroup does.
Right.
And so it seems more secure to us, and we do feel comfortable with that. So is, now just talk about that as it relates to homeowners who are in foreclosure, because, you know, we're also learning more that these major banks like Citi or Bank of America are using this homeowners assistance program to kind of get another level of money from people and then foreclose on them anyway.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on. And what I find disturbing beyond that is the foundational question. These banks push home equity loans at attractive rates. They urge people to take on mortgages that were really beyond their income availability. They pumped up how the housing market would keep going up, and they gave you mortgages at a very inflated home market value. Now that the housing bubble has collapsed, people are still paying mortgages at those inflated bubble prices, and the banks are still profiting. So I think we need in this country a total reevaluation of mortgages. They need to be reevaluated so that they're consistent with the value of the real property. We need, throughout the country, a massive reduction so that home mortgages match the real value, not the bloated bubble economy that these banks created and caused so much of the collapse. We made that one change. You would see a major improvement in the economy. You see this housing market collapse can stop. Right now we have 28% of homeowners are underwater where the value of their home is less than the value of the mortgage. That is going to keep our economy from growing and keep it down. So these banks have a responsibility to pay. We bail them out, not only with a TARP program, but with very cheap loans from the Federal Reserve. That will deflate the value of the U.S. dollar as they produce loans that are larger than our GDP for these banks. And so we're all paying the price, and they're all getting the profit. And it's time for us to, you know, move forward and see some major changes on how we deal with these banks and how we deal with these housing markets.
I'd like to go over the points that you've made here one by one. These are a list of complaints now, okay? Citigroup has paid zero corporate taxes for the last 4 years. Just talk
right
about that.
Yeah, they do that by having foreign tax havens. They essentially keep their profits overseas in 427 foreign tax havens. Places like the Cayman Islands have zero tax rate, and they just put their money there, and they avoid paying taxes. This is one of the biggest banks in the country. For it to not pay taxes for 4 years explains why this country's in such deficit. Bank of America did the same thing. J.P. Morgan does the same thing. All these banks who took our money in the TARP and in the Federal Reserve bailouts just are not being good citizens to the country. They, instead of paying their fair share, they avoid their fair share.
And two, you're saying Citigroup has 427 subsidiaries in foreign tax havens to hide these profits.
That's right. It's not just Citigroup. Bank of America has a similar number, and just in the Cayman Islands, Bank of America has 204. That's the largest bank in the country. If the largest financial institutions in the country are not going to pay their fair share of taxes, there's no way we're going to have a budget that is not in deficit. These companies need to pay their fair share, not avoid paying their taxes. We bailed them out. It's time for them to be good citizens and take on their share of responsibility.
Now, apparently Citigroup was the largest recipient of federal bailout money at $476 billion.
That's right. That's almost half the TARP. And on top of that, there was over $16 trillion in Federal Reserve giveaways. And what's so corrupt about the whole Federal Reserve process is this is a private company for the banking institutions. So they create money, and they give them to the banks at a very low rate, then the banks loan to the government at a higher rate. So we need to take the middleman out. It's time for the public money to be created by the public government, and we need to be in control of that so we don't get charged extra everyone profits before we even get the money for the federal budget. So this TARP program, this federal bailout, and this whole Federal Reserve scheme is some of these major reevaluations. We're going to end corporate rule and shift power to the people. So this is a major area of focus for the Occupy movement and for October2011.org.
One of the other points that you've been making is about CEO John Havens at Citi. He has received $9.5 million a year while paying the tellers that work at the bank just $12.65 an hour.
This is a common problem throughout the concentrated corporate businesses. You see these outrageous, unnecessary salaries for CEOs at the same time that you see them underpaying their employees, shipping jobs overseas, replacing people with technology, and creating this mass unemployment in the United States and this mass underemployment as well as the shrinkage of the middle class. We've got to get this under control. Executives should not be making so much more than their employees. We're talking about 400 times what their employees make. We should get that down to a much more reasonable level, like it used to be. There's no need for anyone making $9.5 million while undermining their workers by underpaying them and shipping their jobs overseas and replacing them with technology.
Now, you know, if these banks do have a lot of their money in a Cayman account, that does go to transparency, doesn't it? I mean, people are going to have a much harder time finding out information about their own home loans, right?
No question. We have to make these companies pay their fair share, bring their money back, and disallow this practice of hiding money overseas. And if they can't handle that, then we should shift the people in the United States, need to shift their money out of these too big to fail banks, these big financial institutions, and put them into community banks and credit unions. That's where you have more control of your money. Let's take the power from Wall Street and return it to our communities.
And there's been discussion, too. We've interviewed Ellen Brown. She's talked with us about the state banking idea. This is something that has worked well for some states, like North Dakota. And the Occupy movement has taken up this concern about forming state banks as a solution, and something that I know some states have legislation pending, but other states don't even appear to understand that it's an option for them.
State banks is a real interesting solution. What it is a state bank then works with local community banks. State banks don't actually open up a retail outlet. What they do is they loan money that the state has invested. States have all sorts of money into these Wall Street banks right now to pay their employees, to pay for infrastructure, et cetera, capital costs, et cetera. And what we're talking about is creating a state bank to put that same money into a state bank so all the interest and all the profit from that goes back to the state. And then we have a relationship between the state banks and local community banks. So the community banks, when they right now they don't have sufficient funds to take on very big projects, but when they team up with the state bank, then they can. So the combination of community banks and state banks is a very important solution for states to consider. And the only reason states don't consider it is not because of ignorance; it's because we have a corrupt government and a corrupt economy, and that's why we're not calling for tinkering at the edges. We're calling for transformational change.
And we're speaking with Kevin Zeis. He and a group of about 45 protesters now at the offices of Citibank. That's at 14th and G Streets Northwest in Washington, D.C. And what they've done this morning, and this is the 20th now of October, is to protest the announcement of the seventh consecutive quarter of massive profits by Citigroup while the economy continues to collapse all around Americans. And upon their arrival now, protesters getting to the bank shut its doors. Kevin Zeis, let us know more about this plan for people to move their own assets from Bank of America and perhaps Citi coming up on, I think you said November 5th. Just tell us about that. Is that something that all of the Occupy efforts going on in different parts of the country are supporting?
Yes. This is a call to action to all Occupy groups. Many groups are planning a variety of actions that day to support it. It's a focused November 5th, a day of focused action on the big financial institutions, the too big to fail banks that have ripped us all off. We're urging people to remove their money out of the big financial institutions and put them into credit unions, put them into community banks. So rather than money being sent to Wall Street, where a half dozen banks now control 60% of the American economy, we instead shift money back to these community banks and credit unions so that money stays local. We build our local economy.
And, two, I want to ask about one woman, a homeowner, her brother dying in a drive-by shooting. I believe she was in L.A. She was losing her home. The bank was foreclosing. She had paid a lot of money for that home already. but they refused to let her modify her loan and make arrangements to take care of the rest of the debt. And so she contacted Occupy Wall Street. The next thing she knew, she had a lot of visitors and they were protesting at her home. The media was called. She went on the air to discuss her hardship. And in fact, the bank relented and gave her a loan modification. Now, I'd like you to comment on that, how it could work, and then we could talk about the details of how they're using sometimes even loan modifications supported by the federal government to go ahead and continue these ill practices that we've been talking about.
I think that example shows that we as people have much more power than we realize. These big financial institutions, you know, as Senator Dick Durbin said, control the place when he's talking about how they control government. But the fact is, if we get organized, if we get educated, if we get mobilized, we can beat back these big banks and we can take control of the government. And so I think that's just one example of many of how working together, we can not only protect individuals, but we can actually shift power to the people and end corporate rule. That's our goal. Our goal is to end corporate rule and shift power to the people. That's a big task, but it's a doable task if people get organized, and we're seeing people starting to get organized.
And now let's talk a little bit about the use of the Homeowners Assistance Program. This is a situation where immediately upon passage of legislation calling for that program to be set up, Bank of America tried to sue to stop it. Now, they lost that lawsuit. And then having to go ahead with these loan modifications, one of the big problems that all of these major banks, including Citi, found themselves with was that they then had to have the federal government review the loan documents as part of looking at a way of working out a loan to save someone's home. What's happened, though, is even where people are approved, sometimes for a trial payment period of 3 months, which is one of the out clauses the banks have, you know, someone will have a good 2% interest rate. At the end of the 3 month period, the bank has a lot of discretion. You know, I know people who had a loan. They were charged 9% interest. The loan originated in 1989 for $100,000. The bank refused to allow them to refinance with either them or another bank by claiming that they had not one mortgage, but two. This, of course, not the truth, and later Citi apologized. I've recently discovered that they are not alone. There are other homeowners who also found that after Citi acquired Ford Consumer Finance years ago in the late 90s, the documentation was all twisted round, and so they couldn't refinance. So they've lived with these very high interest rates all these years. And now their concern is that even despite the fact that that's come out, they're not sure that this is going to work. They're still on the edge of losing their home because they're not sure Citi will come through with the loan modification after all of that.
Wow. You know, I hear so many stories like that of people who enter into this process of trying to refinance and fix their loan through this program and it ending up in disaster. This is a rigged game, and when these laws are passed, they're passed through a Senate that is controlled by big finance, and so they pass laws that suit them. The reason why we see a situation in the United States where 400 people have the wealth of 154 million is because it's a rigged game. It's because of the corruption of our government and the corruption of our economy, and that's why we're in the Occupy movement very uncomfortable working inside the system. We see the system as so corrupt, so deeply corrupt, that we really need to see a transformation. And so what we're doing is building an independent political movement that will pressure both parties and continue to build and be persistent. It's going to take years to undo the corporatism that has developed over the last four decades, and it's going to take people staying strong together and not giving up and staying unified. And I think we can do this. I get the sense from people I talk to who are getting involved in the Occupy movement, they understand it, and that they realize it's a long-term fight. We're not going to win this with one occupation. It's going to take years of persistent work by people to overcome this, and every story like the one you told is going to help us to do that, because the more that the gluttonous greed of the 1% continues to show itself, the stronger the 99% will get.
And Kevin Zeese, I know Occupy Wall Street in Manhattan, now Occupy Boston, Occupy San Francisco, Occupy Hartford, people coming to terms with local authorities to be able to stay and even put up tents in some cases. What kind of deal do you foresee in the future with, let's say, bank regulators, where they might actually be responsive to the American people and say, look, we've had a struggle too. So how can we come up with a plan where the American people are finally going to get their justice on this decade, two decades or more, of really bank fraud and abuse of the American people?
It's going to take a wholesale change in the way the government operates. This is not going to happen with the current Congress or the current administration. There's going to have to be a massive political movement that develops to keep this pressure on. And we see that what we're doing with these occupations is laying the groundwork for a independent movement that will not be tied to either political party and will hold both parties accountable. We will shame the banks that are corrupting our economy, and we will push the regulators to actually do their job, unlike what the SEC did today in making that sweetheart deal where $1 billion in fraudulent derivative sales results in a mere $285 million fine. That's just, if with that kind of return, they should keep committing fraud, and they will keep committing fraud. So he really fell down on his responsibility today.
You're listening to Talk Nation Radio, and we're speaking with Kevin Zeese, a press contact for the October 2011 movement in Liberty Plaza at the nation's capital. They are occupying that space and have now managed to close a branch of Citibank in Washington, D.C. at 14th and G Street Northwest. Kevin Zeese, while we're waiting for the video of that event to be posted online, let's turn to an earlier tape of Dr. Margaret Flowers taking on investors with J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, and City Investment Research. Now, they had come to Washington, D.C. to discuss the increasing profit they'd like to make from healthcare stocks. And Dr. Flowers, having long believed in a national healthcare plan, single payer, arrived to tell them that Wall Street has no place in healthcare. Let's listen.
If you want to talk about why utilization is down, it's because people are self-rationing. They can't afford to get healthcare. You're trying to sell them technology, things that they don't need. They can't get basic healthcare services. And every single one of you is a part of the problem. The reason that people aren't getting health care is because they can't afford it. Yes, you want people to have more health insurance and use more health services, but that's not what they need. What they need is a universal, heavily funded health care system. I'm a physician, and I'm telling you that you have no place in health care. Wall Street has no place in health care. We spend the most. We've had 40 years now of this experience of market-based health care, and we spend the most of any nation on health care services. Yet we cover fewer people, we have worse health outcomes, we have more preventable deaths. If we had a national health care system, a national improved Medicare for all, we could cover every single person in this country. Universal health care from birth to death, comprehensive, high quality health care. We could have doctors who could practice medicine again. This Wall Street needs to get out of health care now. We need a national health care system. This is unacceptable. Okay. Doctors are leaving practice because they can't provide quality medicine. I trained at Johns Hopkins Hospital. I was number one in my class. And I can't practice medicine in this environment. Excuse me, take your hands off of me.
No,
take
you
your
need
hands
to
off
leave.
Me.
You
no,
are, you are,
they need to leave. The real
no,
criminals
you
are sitting at this table. The real criminals are the ones that are making money while people are dying. 2 million people in this country a year can't get cancer treatment. They have to choose between cancer treatment and sending their children to college. You should be ashamed. Every single one of you should be ashamed for what you're part of. If you're in here, you're with Wall Street. You should be outside with us fighting for human
beings. How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? This is a pediatrician.
And as you can hear, even as Dr. Margaret Flowers is being dragged from the room, another protester with a sign is accompanying her and speaking out. But in the meantime, Dr. Flowers trying to recruit the security people, telling them that they too are part of the 99%.
She speaks the truth. You must wake up. You must wake up. You must care about the human needs. You must care about human needs before your greed. Please wake up, America. This is a pediatrician who speaks the truth.
Can your children afford to get health care? Can your family afford to get health care? Are you ready to stab them because you can't get health care? Do they have any idea who the real criminals are? They're in that room. The real criminals are the ones that talk about cost shifting as if it's something nebulous. Cost shifting has a real impact on people's lives. They're going bankrupt because they can't afford to get health care. They get an illness and they lose their home.
They die anyway. They lose everything that they have. Don't take her sign down. That's a very important sign. Human
beings. Why not?
Not corporate greed.
So just talk about how this movement also addresses those kinds of scandalous, 1% making the money, the 99 losing.
Well, if you go to October2011.org, you can see these tremendous videos of Wall Street comes to Washington Healthcare, where J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs and Citigroup came down to try to get more people to invest in ways that they can make more money. During that session, they actually said, we can make these changes, but how far can we go before we're shamed? That's when Dr. Flowers stood up and said that she's a pediatrician and that they should be shamed already, that they shouldn't be profiting off of people's illness, that they should be getting out of the middle. And then when you talk about ending corporate rule on healthcare, that means getting the insurance industry and the investors out of the middle so they're not profiting from people's serious illnesses. We don't need the insurance industry, which adds 31% to the cost of healthcare, 20% from their own profits and management, 11% from the bureaucracy they create. When you talk about returning power to people, it means gaining insurance out between doctor and patient so we don't waste that money but can provide health care to all at much less cost. You'll see a video on our website today, October2011.org, in about a couple hours of this bank protest we've been talking about, so I hope you'll visit that page and check it out. We urge occupiers across the country and Americans across the country to follow our lead and mimic this action and hold Citibank accountable wherever they are.
Okay, now we have just received the video content and turned it into audio form. So let's just hear at least a little piece of this video, which you can now, of course, obtain online at October2011.org.
You haven't paid taxes in 4 years. Haven't paid taxes in 4 years. Record profits. Record profits. You collapse the economy and make record profits. That's unacceptable.
Do you have an account?
The record profits you're being made here. You guys pay these people $12.65. No, I don't. I'm here. My account is with the United States. Where you guys are collapsing the economy. They're paying you. You pay these guys minimum wage. Your executives make $9 million plus a year. You pay no taxes. You collapse the economy. You make sweetheart deals with the Department of Justice and the SEC. I'm intruding. That's right. I'm intruding on a corrupt criminal enterprise. The police will be here. I'll welcome the police because the police are also part of the 99%. They know the unfairness of this economy. They're part of it. And you are too. You're part of us. Join us.
Because of the high interest loan on the banks. To that you said, no more to this corporatism. No more support these banks. We are here to fight, and we are here to stay. Yeah. All power to the people.
Move your money to a credit union or a small community bank. That's what we've got to do. Get your money out of these corporate banks. Citibank is no worse than Bank of America. It's no worse than Capital One. We've got to get our money out of the corporate banks into your community banks or credit unions. Move your money now.
We need financial reforms in this country, and your money should not be in a bank that is using it to go to our politicians, buy them out, and tell them to do things that are against your financial and economic interest. Put your money into federal credit or local credit unions, into local community banks, and investments that benefit your neighbors and your coworkers. Power to the people.
Kevin Zeese, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
All right, thanks for having me on.
And you can learn more about the events we've been discussing today at October2011.org or try OccupyWallStreet.org. For Talk Nation Radio, I'm Dori Smith. This program is produced in Storrs, Connecticut and syndicated with Pacifica Network. TalkNationRadio.org is our website, and we'll try to provide the video there too. Or you can write to us at TalkNationRadio@gmail.com. Our music is by Fritz Heed.